The office runs a statewide tip line for threats and distributes safety grants to schools. Call asked for more than $2.2 million for the office this year, but the Republican-led Joint Finance Committee declined to increase state funding for it in the budget. Legislators said at the time they believed spending for the office was adequate. Call said the Wisconsin Department of Justice is now reallocating $1.3 million in federal pandemic relief funds to the office, but that money will run out at the end of next year.
It remains critical that the legislature act in the current legislative session so these life-saving programs don't end up being gutted at the end of 2024.
Call said the 24/7 tip line could eventually be eliminated if state lawmakers don't increase funding before the end of next year. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.